Reportedly difficult and glum cabinet meeting yesterday was transformed by a phone call from Brussels. Commission President Ursula von der Leyen telling the Taoiseach about those extra 540,000 doses of Pfizer vaccine that will arrive in Ireland by the end of June. A boost after the pause in the Johnson & Johnson rollout and the age limits on AstraZeneca. Government now says we're back on track to have 80% of the adult population with at least a first dose of a vaccine by the end of June. Our political correspondent Paul Cunningham joins us. So we're told we're back on track, Paul, for that 80% figure, that 4 out of 5, but not quite for April. Tell us what we now know.
What we now know is that Pfizer-BioNTech is going to deliver from this month additional supply of COVID-19 vaccine. And that, as you said, is a huge relief given difficulties that we have with AstraZeneca, which has now been restricted to use of those between the age of 60 and 69. The Johnson & Johnson vaccine is also under question. That's an important vaccine. We're due to use around 600,000 doses up to the end of June. And the European Medicines Agency is going to have a look at that next week due to a small number of blood clots associated with the use. So there's a question there, Anya, as to whether or not the Johnson & Johnson vaccine could also have age restrictions because the blood clots issue is similar to what happened to AstraZeneca. So while the government got a huge boost from the European Commission, which brokered that deal in which all member states will benefit from, there are still questions about, you know, the vaccines that we're planning to use to hit that target of ensuring that at least 80% of the adult population will have at least an offer of one dose of vaccine by the end of the June. So it's complicated. The Taoiseach, the Leo Varadkar, said yesterday that while the vaccine rollout plan had changed 25 times already since it started, that, you know, we were back on track to hit the target, but he also gave the qualification there, depending on delivery, and that is and remains a problem for us.
The portal, the HSE portal, opens today for online registration for 69 to 60-year-olds.
Yeah, this is an important thing for the 69-year-olds because today is the day that they're going to be able to go onto the HSE website after 10 o'clock and be able to register to receive a vaccine at one of the HSE vaccination centres. Over the next 5 days, it goes down the age group 68, 67 sequentially. Now, what the HSE is saying is that they are encouraging the 69-year-olds to start registering today, but it doesn't mean that if you log on at 1 minute past 10 that you're going to get your vaccine before the others. They're just saying take your time, start to log on. We will start to give you options for going to get your vaccine. It would appear, according to government sources, that you'll get an offer within a week to 2 weeks of an appointment. So that's the timeline they're looking at. One extra thing it has to be said is that those in that age group are going to be getting the AstraZeneca vaccine as opposed to the others which are available. And that's because it's been deemed by the National Immunisation Committee as something which is safe for this age group to receive.
And where are we at on hotel quarantine, Paul? We have 16 more countries being added to the red list today, but we have this shortage of beds and this temporary pause in bookings.
Yeah, pause in bookings is due to the fact that the government says they had more people basically walking into a hotel quarantine. In other words, that they didn't pre-book and they just landed at Dublin Airport and then had to be facilitated. Now, it seems, according to the government, that they're going to have additional capacity coming on stream from Monday and that this problem will be solved. But given the size of the countries that are now joining this mandatory hotel quarantine list, Category 2 countries, United States, Canada, France, Belgium, that capacity is going to be under pressure almost immediately. Now, the government says there's going to be additional capacity coming on stream the week after next, and they think they will be able to handle it. But opposition parties are absolutely critical of this. They say the system was only operational at the end of last month. Within 3 weeks, it's in difficulty. They have substantial questions whether this additional capacity, which the government says is coming on stream, is going to be enough. And I think this is going to be a real war between the opposition and government parties over the coming days.
Indeed, and we'll be hearing from the Social Democrats co-leader Róisín Shortall and also from Taoiseach Leo Varadkar later in the programme on those questions. Another issue, Paul, the Data Protection Commissioner has questions for Sinn Féin about its voter database.
Yeah, no, they are. The Data Protection Commission is saying that these inquiries are exploratory and aimed at establishing the facts. But nonetheless, when the DPC writes to a political party, it's a big story. In this particular case, the director of the Data Protection Commission has written to Sinn Féin to seek more information about how the party has compiled a database containing personal information on millions of voters. Now, in its letter, it's asking them a series of questions about the system, and it says it wants them answered, and they also want an explanation for the legal base of how they're processing the information. Now, Sinn Féin is saying that they have received the correspondence, they're looking forward to engaging with them, but clearly it's a difficulty for the party and one they're going to want to sort out quickly. Fine Gael has been leading the charge on this, saying there's big questions hanging over that, but ultimately it'll be for the DPC to determine whether things are right or wrong.
Political correspondent Paul Cunningham, thank you very much indeed.